The UN invasion. January 1979. Hugging the rifle to her chest, Mei Bong paces back and forth nervously at our nightly session. The UNs have invaded our country. They are taking over our towns. These monsters are raping Khmer women and killing Khmer men. They will kill you if they catch you. You must protect yourself in any way you can. Pol Pot is all-powerful, and we can defeat the UNs. Angkor! 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 We scream in unison, even though her words make no sense. While I pretend to listen, I wonder why the Khmer Rouge fears the UNs if we can defeat them. If we can beat them, then why are they able to take over our country? Instead of one, two girls will now guard the camp at night. You are to shoot the UNs dead when you see them. That night, none of us can sleep as we listen to explosions of mortars and rockets in the distance. Though we are afraid, Mei Bong tells us the Khmer soldiers will keep them away from us. After a few hours of shelling, all is quiet again. Then, without warning, a mortar explodes near our base, blazing the sky white like lightning. Fear runs up my spine and shoots into my heart. I scream and cover my ears with my hands just as another mortar whistles and hits our hut. The straw walls and roof burst into flame. Screaming and wailing, the girls try to escape before fire consumes the hut. The girls run and crawl to the door, their faces black from smoke and their eyes white with terror. Many are dripping blood from their arms and legs where shrapnel sliced through their skin. I jump up and head for the doorway as fire spreads everywhere. "Don't leave me! I'm hit! Help me!" a voice screams out shrilly. She is lying in a pool of blood. Propping herself up on her elbow, she begs us to help her. She is shaking and shivering. The other girls do not stop. Seeing me looking at her, she holds out a bloody hand to me. "Help me!" On her elbows, she tries to crawl to the door, but pants in frustration after a few yards. Her tears fall into her mouth. Fire spreads through the camp quickly, debris falling everywhere. "The smoke! The fire! Help me!" Her hand grabs her chest as she coughs out blood. I want to help her. I wish to help her, but I am much smaller than she. I scream and cover my ears as another mortar explodes nearby. Panicked, I turn my back on her and jump out of the hut. When the roof collapses, the girl continues to scream long, anguished cries as flames engulf the hut. All the girls head off in different directions in a desperate bid to escape the camp. In the dark, the straw walls and roofs combust into yellow and orange flames, illuminating the red faces of girls running away.